Hi, this is Robin Duncan, and with Lesson 38, There is Nothing My Holiness Cannot Do, let's go ahead and use the practice sentences with some examples. In the situation involving my not having a steady income, in which I see myself, there is nothing my holiness cannot do. In the situation involving this legal matter, in which I see myself, there is nothing my holiness cannot do. In the situation involving my illness, in which I see myself, there is nothing my holiness cannot do. And now let's apply it to other people. In the situation involving my sister's addiction, in which she sees herself, there is nothing my holiness cannot do. In the situation involving my son's job loss, in which he sees himself or finds himself, there is nothing my holiness cannot do. For many people, it might be hard to imagine that there is a power within you that actually is quite sufficient to heal the world. We are all learning to tap into that power, to reclaim it. And yet there's a part of our mind that is very committed to seeing ourselves as powerless, lacking, insufficient, and inadequate. And unfortunately, that's the part of our mind that typically gets our attention. Through A Course in Miracles, we are learning to listen to what is true and let go of what is false. Today, just imagine that the power that dwells within you, it's already there. It's already accessible. It's already happening now, that it has never gone away because you have become unaware of it. It has never stopped working. All that has happened is that, in essence, we have gone to sleep to it. And the way that we get back to the memory of that power is to focus only on being awake. This can seem challenging because as we walk through the world, of course, we are called upon to make decisions and do certain activities and take action on a daily basis on all kinds of different matters. But you do have the capacity to do this. You can focus your attention on what is true and what is real, all at the same time walking through this world of illusion and doing what's in front of you to do. You can do this because you are a child of God. You have capacity beyond measure. Just think about, even in your weaker moments, per se, that you've been able to juggle maybe 8 or 10 things all at the same time. Today, let's just focus on one. You are the holy child of God itself. You have all power within you. And there is nothing your holiness cannot do.